Our next speaker is Allison Kaiser-Matovo, Adapting the National Electronic Disease Surveillance System to Monitor Persons Potentially Exposed to Ebola, Nebraska's Experience.
So because of the 2014-2015 Ebola virus outbreak, all travelers arriving in the United States from countries with widespread Ebola transmission and U.S. healthcare workers who took care of Ebola patients need to be monitored for 21 days after their last potential exposure. So in response to Ebola threats in the state, Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services identified the need to implement systems to efficiently monitor potentially exposed individuals. And Nebraska uses the NED system for all of our reportable disease surveillance. And all of our local health departments are provided online access to this system. And so we developed an electronic Ebola investigation form for those under monitoring. And that was based on CDC issued guidance. So an Ebola monitoring form was deployed and adapted by all of our local health departments. And SAS was then used to extract information that was entered into that form from our NEDS tables. And we were able to provide real-time line-level data for all persons under monitoring. And we had uniform and complete monitoring for all travelers and healthcare workers. And we had access to real-time patient monitoring. And this allowed the epidemiologists at both the state and the local health department to very quickly assess the status of all persons under monitoring across multiple local health departments. And part of the NEDS page builder, has a function where you can upload documents. So we were able to upload information we got from DGMQ or a description of an exposure. And that allows secure sharing of confidential information between the state and the local health department. And it also helped create infrastructure for Nebraska to more efficiently track travelers potentially at risk for Ebola. And these are some screenshots of our Ebola monitoring investigation form. And this first tab is just basic demographic information. And this tab has information about the investigation and the investigation status. And this tab contains information about the person's risk, the last date of exposure, any contact with Ebola patients the person may have had, and what country they arrived from. And this tab shows all of the symptom monitoring that was done and the type of monitoring that they were under, and also the monitoring release date. And this is a tab where you can upload this is a tab where if somebody who was under monitoring actually developed symptoms and tested positive for Ebola, their contacts would be shown here. So an Ebola case can be linked to their contacts that are under monitoring. And this is a tab where you can upload documents regarding the person under monitoring. And this is our Ebola data mart, and so all the data that is entered into our investigation form is extracted into an Excel spreadsheet. And we were able to do some calculated variables. So the variable called headache under no is the number of times a person said no that they don't have a headache. And then headache underscore yes is the number of times the person said yes, they had that symptom. And headache date is the date that that person said, the first date that that person said yes. And we also have the test results and test dates for people who were tested for Ebola, both negative and positive test results. And then here's another screenshot. And then we also have calculated the number of days that the person was expected to be under monitoring, how many days they were actually monitored, and if they completed monitoring, and if they met the clinical criteria for Ebola. So in conclusion, our NEST system was readily modified to collect information on persons potentially at risk for Ebola, and this really economized human resources. And
we
were able to rapidly deploy this investigation form, and our local health departments were really readily able to use this form without investing a whole lot of IT resources. And, you know, this method can be used by other NEDS-based states, and it can be adapted for other conditions. And I want to acknowledge two of my coworkers. Thank you.